Welcome to Scaling Wellness, the podcast that will give you all the tools you need to grow your wellness business and thrive in the online space. I'm your host, Caroline Kopp, Pilates teacher and health coach, turned business mentor for wellness experts, teachers and coaches just like you. This is the podcast where we uncover the strategies, stories and tools to help you to scale your wellness business, build impactful digital products and create the time, money and freedom that you crave. If you're ready to grow your online presence, make a bigger impact with your clients and in the wellness industry, and uncap your revenue, you are in the right place. Let's dive in. Hello there and welcome back to Scaling Wellness. Today we're talking about why your business should be boring. Now, where to begin with this? I am somebody, my entire personality is built on the idea of not getting bored. I get bored so easily. My mum has always joked about it. She often congratulates my husband that, you know, 17, 18 years on, we're still together. I haven't yet got bored. So I get it. I am not one for being boring and having a boring life. I like things to be switched up a bit. I like things to be exciting. And so I feel like I tend to attract those people. I attract similar people to me, like magpies, people that like the shiny objects, people that chase the new directions, that like to try new things on for size, that like to kind of experiment and play and not get stuck. I can't imagine anything more boring than doing the same thing every day, or even worse, doing something you hate. And I have no tolerance for it. I have no tolerance at all for being bored. So for me to be suggesting that you should have a boring business is odd, right? But it comes with a caveat. A boring business does not mean a business that is uninspiring or unexciting or unfulfilling. It means a business that is streamlined, that is repeatable, that is predictable, that is consistent. Because to me, the exciting part of business is seeing client results, is seeing payments come in. And without being streamlined, repeatable, predictable, and consistent, you don't get any of the big wins. So when it comes to your business, boring is actually better. Safe, stable, consistent, reliable is better. Now, if you're someone that loves a fresh idea or a new offer or a hit of excitement, then you're probably someone that changes your Instagram bio all the time and you're always tweaking this and tweaking that and getting rebranding done and all of these fun, exciting things. But today I want to talk about the kind of boring business that actually gives you the biggest dopamine hit of all, which is the results. Because there's nothing boring about being fully booked or about getting consistent sales or about finally feeling like your business is working with you, not against you. And guess what, guys? A boring business is a business that has freedom. If you want excitement and fun, get a hobby. Don't rely on that from your business. Now, that's not to say that it can't be exciting and fun. It definitely can be and it definitely should be. But what I'm going to talk to you today about is about deciding. It's about deciding to have a business that is consistent and reliable and repeatable so that we chase the fun and the dopamine elsewhere. You don't need 10 different offers in your business in order to scratch your creative itch. You need one brilliant one and you need to come up with creative, exciting ways to market it. So I think in the wellness space, we're pretty good at this, right? Like we're good at repetition because we know that in order to master anything in our world, in our wellness world, be that yoga, be that nutrition, be that running, whatever it is, mastery comes from repetition. It comes from doing the things over and over and over, being consistent, being reliable. That's how we get mastery. Now, the same is true for your business. So if you are spinning and circling around different niches and different ideas and different offers and different ways you can help people all the time, you're always going to be circling and spinning. And yes, you might get some dopamine hits along the way. You might get some exciting U-turns and fun things that happen, but your business will never get to the really big dopamine hits, which are the consistent clients, the being fully booked, to having a business that can work without you, going on holiday, knowing you're still making money. Those are the dopamine hits that I want. Those are the things that I want from my boring business. Now, I need to caveat this really quickly, because whenever I'm talking about a boring business, I need to be really clear. The business isn't boring. The work isn't boring. You guys who I work with are not in any way, shape or form boring. But what I offer is stable. I don't change it very often. Occasionally, I might add in something new. I might find a different way to market it. But ultimately, I get traction because I know who I am talking to and I know what they need. And so I hear from people all the time, comments like, oh my goodness, I totally need this. Or were you speaking to me in that message or in that Instagram post? Or was that one about me? And that's because I know my marketing is repeatable and consistent and it resonates with my ideal client. That's because I'm not rewriting the rule book every time I put out a new post or launch a new offer. It's for the same people. And the great thing about that is it means that you start to get really well known in your space. You start to get known for something. You start to build impact. So what might feel boring to you being a bit repetitive, or maybe you worry about it being boring. I know I always did. I worried about just doing the same thing all the time. But what's really, I've really found to be interesting is that actually the more boring I get in terms of what I offer, the more creative I get in how I offer it. Because every week I'm not creating a new offer. I'm working on the same offers, but I'm improving them. I'm bringing in new resources, new people, new activities within them. I'm finding new ways to market them. I'm speaking into new parts of my ideal client's personality that maybe I haven't spoken to before. I'm finding exciting ways to attract people in that doesn't require changing the fundamentals of the business. So the fundamentals are boring, but everything around it is really not boring. And I get my dopamine hits from the things that are actually important, like making money and like going on holiday with my family without worrying about money. Like, you know, looking at universities with my daughter and not worrying about the cash. So I get my dopamine hits there. I don't get my dopamine hits from a Instagram post or from selling something new or burning my business down and starting all over again, which to be fair has been tempting on many occasions. So if that's you, I hear you for sure. The consistent client feedback loop will give you far more satisfaction than tweaking another offer or creating a new offer that never sells. Every time you do that, you go back to the beginning. Now, this is something that I have experienced with clients, actually, who have had, you know, maybe they've created a course and they have had pretty good success with selling that course. And then they decide, actually, instead of that one, I now want to create a new one. I don't want to sell that first one again. I want to set that one on evergreen. I'll just put that one on my website and I want to create a new one. But the problem is that without a very clear guide for your client avatar, any new offer you create could very well just be bringing in a new audience. And not only does that make it really, really hard, it means you're starting all over again. It might feel fun and feel exciting, but you've got to go right back to the beginning with audience building and building the offer, marketing the offer, selling the offer. Whereas the previous offer that maybe had lost its shine for you a little bit could have been revamped so much more easily because everything else is already in place. So what feels exciting, sometimes creating new offers can feel really fun, usually actually aren't that fun because they take much more work, much more of your time. And sometimes when we get to a point where we've got the consistent clients and, you know, life is kind of calming down a little bit and maybe we are finding we've got time for a pedicure in the middle of the day, you know, we're finding we've got a bit more space in our day, a bit more freedom that we don't have to be teaching at all hours or coaching when, you know, in the evenings. Sometimes when that happens, it can be a bit alarming and people can feel like they're not doing enough, they're not working hard enough. So sometimes that's the point to look out for, that actually that's when sometimes we burn things down because we feel like we're not busy enough. We're not getting the dopamine hit from being busy. So we need to retrain our brains to collect the dopamine from where it's relevant, not from building, rebuilding, scrapping, burning down, beer building, rebuilding, scrapping, burning down. We got to find the dopamine hits that are actually serving us. So simplifying your business can really free up space for other creativity. Because when your core offer, your fundamental business transformational offer runs like clockwork, you get to be really playful with other things, like your content, like your launches, like your workshops, like adding in other, you know, incredible resources for those clients. You get to do more fun stuff because you've got more time. You're not doing the fundamentals anymore. You're not building anymore. You're just scaling. You're growing. So we need to get that one core offer running like clockwork. You can absolutely have an offer suite within your business. But my advice, particularly when you're starting out with the digital product, is absolutely to start with one thing and really, really hone that thing to the point where it gets good results. You've got people lining up to do work with you. Then once you've got that working, then add other offers. Add the next stage offer for the people that have completed the core offer. At the early stage, small offer as a way of getting people into your list. Start padding things out so that you've got a journey for people that they can come through your business in a journey style and get the results, but also get the ongoing support. But don't start with the offer suite. Start with one core offer, one boring thing that you are going to sell on repeat. And I, again, want to caveat that boring doesn't mean it's not transformational. Boring doesn't mean it's not impactful. Boring in this instance just means it's repetitive. It's repeatable. It's consistent. And you can scratch the novelty itch in other ways without burning your business down every few months. You can scratch that novelty itch in how you sell, how you launch, how you grow, where you turn up, what resources you provide. There's so many other ways that you can make your business fun and exciting, but you need the consistency of a core offer, bringing money in to allow you this time and the space to be able to be creative elsewhere. You know, if you want to talk on a stage or you want to present at a fitness festival or you want to, I don't know, write a book, go on a big podcast, all of that requires something in the background that's just running on consistency, that's just there, turning over, bringing clients in, getting results, making you money. Then you can go out and really get impactful with your expertise, really amplify who you are and your person, your personality, your brand. But to begin with, we want life to be simple. Get your business running like clockwork. The other thing about your business, keeping it simple and making it boring, is to have one avatar, one person that you help with one transformation. It's easier to market to one person than it is to market to everybody. I know I say this every week, but you've got to be clear who you're marketing to. It makes it so much easier to sell. In fact, I would go as far as to say that selling is not really a thing. When you know who it is that you help and you know what they need, they may not come to you, like they might not be knocking your door down. You might have to go and find them. But as soon as you explain the transformation you have on offer, they're an easy in. They're straight in. They jump in. They're happy to pay because it makes it easy for your clients to say yes because they know who you are. And if they're worried about working with someone on the internet, all they need to do is look at your website, your social content, your online presence to see that this is what you do. This is who you do it for. And you become a shop window for the transformation you provide. You're bringing the same content through every time. You're bringing the same message through every time, every post, every image, every bit of text, every email. It's the same stuff said in a different way. So your boring message can be exciting in how you say it. So imagine, just imagine for a second being in that position where you know already what to post, who the post is aimed at, and what you're trying to say, what the point of the post is, what the outcome is. If you're in that position and you know those things, it means that you're faster as well. You're faster at creating content. Content creation doesn't become a massive headache. Like I know so many of you feel like, you know, pulling together posts for Instagram is just the bane of your life. But when you know what you want to say, it's fun. I mean, you know, in inverted commas, it's still feeding the beast. But it becomes way more interesting because you can find creative ways to do it, which just makes it a bit more enjoyable than always having to rewrite the rule book every day, having to come up with new content, new directions, new information for people. This way, the boring way, you know what to say. You just got to find a way of saying it. Different way maybe to yesterday and then different way to tomorrow. But you know what you're saying and you know who you're saying it to. You have your client in mind. You know absolutely what they want to hear. So boring can really bring freedom. It really can. When your offer works and your offer just works on repeat, it means you're not stuck reinventing the wheel every single week or month. That, my friends, is what will give you excitement in your business, fun in your business, enjoyment, dopamine, shiny objects. That is the key to a business that will give you the time, the impact, the income, the freedom, the energy, and the headspace. All of the things that you create, you crave from your business are on the other side of showing up consistently with the same message for the same people. So you can define that as boring if you like, but for me, a boring business is the business to have because I don't rely on my business for the fun. So let's reframe this. What if the real rush, the real dopamine hit isn't in the brainstorming, isn't in the new creation, but maybe it's in the Stripe messages coming through, you know, the Stripe alerts, the sales messages. What if it's not about chasing new offers every month, but mastering one thing that will truly change your life and your clients' lives? What if the dopamine hit could be about changing lives? Can you imagine the dopamine hit when you get so good at this that your testimonials, your social proof, your feedback is coming through all the time, thick and fast? You can still get the dopamine hit, but I want you to rewire where you get it from. And get the dopamine hit from your results, not from your distractions. I really hope that has been useful. It's a reframe that I have had to make in my business over the years. I'm pretty good at it now, actually. But it was always something I've struggled with. So I really hope this has been useful for you. It was really useful for me when this concept was first explained to me. And it's really helped me to reframe how I work and how I structure my business and my life. And I hope it's been useful for you too. So any questions, any comments, I'd love for you to just pop them over to me on Instagram. I will share my handle with you below, but it's at Caroline Kopp. And please do share any aha moments or light bulb moments that might have hit you during today's episode. I will see you again next time. Thanks ever so much, guys, for being here.
Thanks for tuning in to Scaling Wellness. If you found today's episode valuable, I'd love to hear from you. Connect with me over on Instagram at Caroline Kopp and drop me a DM and let me know what your biggest takeaway was. Or if you know a friend or colleague in wellness who would find this podcast useful, I'd love you to share this episode with them or maybe tag it in your socials. It might be just what they need to hear today as well. And finally, if you are enjoying the podcast, don't forget, please rate and review. It helps more wellness professionals like you to discover the show and ultimately allows us as a community to grow the wellness message and help more people. So until next time, remember, the problem you solve for your clients still exists. So keep sharing your wellness message.